This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
So you see, this Antichrist is a spirit. And throughout the years, it's manifested itself through various people like Nero and Hitler and others who hate Christians and Jews. Paul said the Spirit's already at work. It's already at work here in the world. To help us understand this text here more, let's turn to the man who invented the word Antichrist. And that would be in 1 John chapter 4. If you'd like to turn there with me, 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Starting in verse 2. John says, "For by this you know the Spirit of God." Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ. Now every time we see Jesus Christ here, let's substitute the Messiah. A Christ was not Jesus' last name. A Christ means Messiah. That's what he's talking about here. Every spirit that confesses that the Messiah, or every spirit that confesses that Jesus is the Messiah, or that the Messiah, every spirit that confesses that the Messiah has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the, what's it say? Antichrist, capital A. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is in this world today, infecting people. It's preparing people for the arrival of the man of sin. Of whom Daniel said the man of sin won't have a desire for women. That's the last verse I gave you for your handout. Daniel 11:37. The man of sin won't have the desire for women. Now let your imagination run away with you. I said the spirit of Antichrist is infecting people all over the world, preparing them for the arrival of their God. Again, verse 7. The mystery of lawlessness is already at work, like yeast. Only he who now restrains or holds it back will do so until he's taken out of the way. See, the time is coming when the great restraining force is going to be taken out of the way, and then there will be nothing good, nothing powerful, nothing righteous holding him back any longer. The Holy Spirit restrains the evil like Hoover Dam with his little pinky. Remove that pinky, or like New Orleans after the last bad hurricane there. One dam holding up all that water. Take that dam down, and what happens? That's the picture of the Holy Spirit holding back evil. The Holy Spirit restrains this evil. Verse 8. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The breath of his mouth is the Lord is going to tell this man, drop dead, Fred. That's it. That's all he has to say. As the Lord says, peace be still, and the waves stop, and the wind stop, he says, drop dead to this man. And that's it. He will be destroyed by the words from his mouth and by the brightness of his coming. Revelation 19:20 says this, then the beast, this is man of sin, was captured, and with him the false prophet that worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived all those that received the mark of the beast. Think about that. He deceives all those that receive the mark of the beast. When people take the mark of the beast, they're going to be deceived into taking it. Like Eve was deceived. Eve said, the serpent, right, serpent deceived me and I ate. 4 billion people are going to do this at the end of the age, and they're going to be deceived into doing it. And that's where you come in. That's where you come in, church. You've got tomorrow's newspaper today. You've got the winner to every race. Everyone here, you know the future. I mean, a third of the Bible is all prophetic in nature. God wants you to know what happens before it happens. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. We'll close off this message the same place we did last week, starting in verse 9. Here we get to look behind the mask and see who the real enemy is. Now, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth so that they might be saved. And for this reason, that's refusing love. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie. Think about that. First of all, what a thing to die for. You're going to die and go to hell because you're upset that God loves you. Pam, I think we need to lock them up with you for a couple months. Help people understand that. When the smoke clears, you've been deceived. You're upset because God loves you. What a thing to die for. Notice you don't die for your sins. Someone already did die for your sins. You're dying for refusing love. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish. All you got to do is look at the serpent on the stick and you'll be saved. And yet 23,000 went, I'm not going to do that. People die at the end of the age for refusing the love of Jesus Christ. That is a stupid thing to die for, if I can say. But people are deceived into doing that. You know, before you go out and meet people and talk to them about Jesus, pray first that God would open up their eyes and they wouldn't be deceived anymore. Because it takes an act of God to remove the veil from people so that they can see. No matter what you say to them or how good of a speaker you are, if God doesn't remove the veil from their eyes, they'll never see the truth. Pray. All right, for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie. The lies earlier in the chapter. The man sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. All right, you got a new temple in Jerusalem. You got a throne in there. You got the Antichrist sitting on it. You got the Antichrist telling people that he's God. And you got nigh on 4 billion people believing it. Everyone whose names are not written in the book of life are going to call this man Lord and bow the knee to him. And God is the one that's going to give you the delusion so that you do that. This is why he says, today, now, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Today is the day to believe and receive Jesus Christ. While you can still think clearly, all you got to do is receive the Lord and you'll be saved. All call on the name of the Lord will be saved. With the heart one believes, under righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's all. Someone's already done the work for you. Someone's already died for you. It's so simple, Satan will try to deceive you in thinking it's more difficult. As many as will call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie and so that they all might be condemned. The King James says, so that they all might be damned who did not believe the truth. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Do you believe? Have you received? Do you call Jesus Christ Lord? Is he your Lord? That's the question today. Is he your Lord? Let's pray. Let's bow our heads and pray. For everyone here that is uncertain, or those that hear this on the radio this week or on the podcast, we read God telling us that today, right here today, if we hear his voice, that we don't harden our hearts like the Jews did. Would you call on the name of the Lord here today? Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you are the Son of God. And you're my Lord. And I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. I call on your name to be saved. And I pray and I turn and repent of my sins. I pray you would cleanse me from all of my sins. Forgive me for all the sins I've committed against you. Give me a new heart now, Lord. And it's in your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Could we live like your grace is stronger?